USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's military says it struck down 17 air targets on Saturday. This comes out of Ukraine's Odessa region. Officials saying the targets that were struck included 3 Russian aircraft, 5 cruise missiles, and 9 unmanned aerial vehicles. Earlier reports also claim the Ukrainian forces have killed over 21,000 Russian soldiers since the start of the invasion. Longtime Republican senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, has died. He was known for working across party lines and lamented the current state of Washington politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Having served as a senator for nearly 42 years, I can tell you this particular thing. Things weren't always as they are now.
Hatch was 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past 2 decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42. And if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across. And also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Police in Glendale, Arizona are investigating the death of a man who attempted to drive through the gate at Luke Air Force Base. Base officials say the unidentified man failed to comply with security protocols and was stopped by an automated vehicle barrier at the south gate on Friday. Medics declared the man dead when they arrived on the scene. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Spotify says thanks but no thanks to a former president.
Now that Spotify has declined to offer the Obamas a new contract for their podcasts, it's being revealed why Spotify did not want to renew the former first family. Barack and Michelle did not want to put in the work to make it a successful venture by doing enough personal appearances for the streaming service. The Obamas announced in 2019 they would partner exclusively with Spotify to release podcasts through their media company Higher Ground. The deal was said to be worth $25 million. The Obamas have announced they're looking for another service. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASCAR is stopping at one of its most popular tracks this weekend. The Talladega Superspeedway is NASCAR's largest closed oval track and has steep turns that can bring speeds up to 200 miles an hour.
This is the biggest, baddest racetrack on the planet. I love to say it's a palace of speed. And when Bill France Sr. went to build this racetrack, he wanted something a little bit bigger than what he had in Daytona.
Director of Communications for NASCAR, Russell Branyon, speaking there on Fox News. Weather should not be an issue this weekend in Alabama, and the green flag drops just after 3 p.m. Eastern time today. Major League Baseball star Miguel Cabrera is the newest member of the 3,000-hit club. Cabrera reaching the historic milestone in the first inning of Saturday's game with a single against the Colorado Rockies in Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.